dwelling in the darkest depths of the mind. It's time for Mark D. Valenti and Brain Burrow.
Hello, everyone. This is Mark D. Valenti, and this is Brain Burrow. This is one of our sessions where we dig deep with our guest, where they have an opportunity to talk about their fears, their values, their motivations, really more about themselves. And it's up to you, the listener and viewer, to decide, how does this connect to me in my life? I'm very pleased to introduce my guest today, Ms. Felissa Rose, and I want to hand this discussion over to her by asking her the big open-ended question, who exactly is Felissa Rose?
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Mark, for having me. It was so delightful meeting you. I felt like we immediately connected the first time we saw one another. And I don't take that lightly. I love people. I love meeting people. So thank you. I'm very grateful to be here. And I do know that's your big question in the beginning. So I have thought about it a little bit, but I wanted it to be a little bit more, off the cuff rather than kind of preempted prior to your asking. It's complicated because I think I'm kind of complicated. I am someone who I can honestly say wants to always be happy, which I think is interesting because my name is Felissa and like Felissa means happy. I love this journey. I'm adventurous. I love to travel. I'm sensitive. So I feel like I navigate the road in a way that's like, I'm raw. And sometimes that can lead to maybe, feeling naive or hurt, but I always look at it like a good thing because I grow from it. So I guess I'm just a person who really seeks the company and love of others, as well as being a people pleaser. I want others to feel good and really just kind of remaining on this road again in a really happy, joyful way. I subscribe to the philosophy, we create our own reality. I'm a big believer in Abraham Hicks. I listen every morning prior to starting my day because it's just a simple mantra of we create the frequency and vibration of how we begin our entire 24, this day right now, the beginning. And it's just living happily and making choices that continually perpetuate that. So I try to just stay in that. And if there's contrast and something feels negative or not joyful, I try to understand why. And we need that as well, because we couldn't feel love if we didn't have, dislike or hard times, and we couldn't see the light if we didn't have the dark. So I try to infuse that in my life and my day and my every moment. And hopefully that's, a little bit of a summation of who I am.
Well, first of all, thank you for taking the time to talk through all that. I mean, you talked about being complicated or complex, and the answer you gave shows the many, many different layers of Felissa Rose. So thank you very much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I also, again, thank you for calling out our conversations before in person. And I also felt that connection. So I appreciate being able to have this more official conversation on the show. So and as always, you seem to be somebody who feels very comfortable with themselves and sharing about themselves. And I want to commend you for that because a lot of people don't. So
really, do you think that? Do you think it's hard?
Yeah. So I want to talk about that for you specifically, because you seem quite surprised that I said that some people find it hard. So what makes it easy for you, Felissa? Because you talk to a lot of people, you're constantly putting yourself out there. How are you able to do that and put a lot of your vulnerabilities out there?
I think, I think because I started so young as a performer, I was in dancing school from the time I was 2 years old. So there was always an audience. And I think I probably from that young an age, I thrive on making people, my motivation in performing is to make people happy or smile or feel something or kind of, I think at this age, at 52 years old, I am most comfortable in my skin because I've been through so much in my life. I lost my father when I was 20, and he lived a really big, grand life. He laughed, he was adventurous. And I saw that spirit from a very young age. And I always thought, that's how I want to live my life. So then when he passed and it was taken away, I thought, well, the only silver lining in that is that we can only live life in the biggest, boldest way. And I teach, I have three kids and I teach them every day, take everything you can from the day, live as big as you can. Like if there's, my daughter is a cheerleader right now. She just got on the cheer team and she's a little nervous. And I said, go, if you fall, fall, but make it a big fall. You know, so to answer your question, I think I've, you know, being in this business, you receive a lot of rejection and a lot of criticism. And my, I've heard from a lot of family members trying to help me along the way. My mom's my best friend. You're going to hear good. You're going to hear bad. You have to make the decision on who you are. Who are you? What's your moral compass? What's the core of you? And I've made the decision that if I make good choices and I'm an example to these young people I'm raising, then I could never go wrong. Because if I'm conscious of being good to others and making good choices, then you're always going to be happy and joyful, you know, at least the majority of the time.
Well said. And it's clear also about how you are influenced by your parents and the people around you, and you take those lessons and incorporate it into your life. And again, that's wonderful to hear.
Thank you.
Sure. I think let's talk about what you just said, because you are somebody, again, every time we've talked, it's you're always very positive and you have this really positive outlook, but you hinted that it's not always positive. So mm-hmm. I want you to talk a little bit about those times. What are some things that make you not feel as positive? Or what are some times whenever being that people pleaser you mentioned may not always work out for you?
Well, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of times in my life where I, you know, have been disappointed and hurt. I mean, again, I've suffered a lot of loss. I was engaged to someone 20 years ago, right before I really met my husband. And I was engaged to him, and I found him dead in our bed from a drug overdose. So although it's crushing and devastating and probably the worst thing, you know, aside from losing a child or other devastating things in this world that we see, hunger and homeless, I feel like the only thing we can do, like I said about my dad, is to look at the positive from that, which is losing Trevor made me see I have to really continue along this journey the only way positively, or else you can really get buried under that negativity or disappointment. And again, yeah, I mean, especially being in this industry, like I said, there are times when I've been hurt and I've tried to help people or please, and, you know, maybe somebody else doesn't feel that way. And I hate to say this because I don't like to be negative, but there are takers and there are people who just try to jump on the bandwagon. And I'm probably speaking in more broad terms because that's just my nature. I don't like to call people out. I don't like to talk ill of people, but in this industry, I've definitely seen where people are worried about their next job. So they're willing to take as much as they can. They're willing to step on others. I always say I exit stage left. I can't watch that. I don't like to be a part of it. And again, the only thing I can do is learn from it. Like I did with my dad, like I did with Trevor's passing. I can only grow. It's a part of this entire journey, this physical journey that's what we're here to do, learn. And I learn from my three children every day because I see them in an unconditioned, they're not conditioned. So everything is bright and illuminated and life is still sparkly. Unlike adults who get jaded and conditioned with the woes of each day, I do feel like I wake up and I'm like, this is a new one. Let's start it right. So I think between the lessons I've learned from hardship and my children, I've grown a lot. And that's why at this age, going back to the prior question, I feel comfortable. I don't think there's anything anyone could say about me that I would, that could really hurt me at this point. I've been through enough. I've heard it all. You're this, you're that, and that's okay. As long as I know what I am.
Wow. You definitely have a grounded center and, thick skin, as they say, right? Because you have gone through so much. And I think, again, that says a lot. Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. I think, again, a lot of people struggle with that. And as you said, especially in this industry where there is a lot of rejection, a lot of people competing with each other, and you seem to have found your way through all that and actually have come out stronger in the end.
You know what? Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I will say, like, you know, even with competitive, that word that you just used, mm-hmm. You know what? I think, and again, this is just like the philosophy that I created for myself, or else you could go like bonkers where it could always be I'm rejected or there's competition or I can't get where I want to be. I think just feeling like the only person I'm competing with is myself, because I can only be my best. There will always be a better actress. There will always be someone, you know, more talented or prettier or anything on those lines that we kind of focus on in this industry. I never thought about looks. I never thought about, I really did. It's funny because my mom will kill me for saying this, but I will reveal this to you. Growing up, she was never like, you're so pretty or you're so slim. Or so I had to find that within myself. And I will pat myself on the back and saying I developed inners, not out stuff and the outer shell. And especially living in LA and being in this business, you can very much get caught up in like, you know, what do you look like? And this one is, you know, is prettier. Or I have two teenage girls. I have a son as well, but I tell my girls, develop in here. You will be so much better off for it. Your heart, your personality, your brain, I will say, I mean, I'm self-deprecating. I'm always like, you know, I don't even, half the time I'm like, oh, I just throw makeup on. I walk out of the house. Like, I try not to even focus on that, because think about this. When we see someone crossing the street and you can't really see them, it's far, far away. So you have no real precise idea of what they look like. You have an idea of their energy. You can definitely, I think about this all the time, you can feel someone's energy even from miles away. Doesn't matter what they're wearing or what their hairstyle is, but you can feel their energy. And I always think about that. It's someone's energy. And if you enter a room with a bright, happy footstep walking in, you are a million times greater for it.
Well, that's absolutely a beautiful thing to say. Truly. It's it also seems like, because you've been able to establish yourself and your intrinsic motivation, your internal locus of control, that you actually have the energy to be able to look around and take in people's energy in perhaps a way that other people who are distracted by themselves are unable to do. So I think that's...
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope. I mean, I we're all a work in progress, and I hope for every day to be better and give more and do more, you know, because you question yourself. I'm like, I want to always be that good person. I want to take care of others and show them that it's truthful. It does not come from a disingenuous place. It does not come from me just trying to be like, look, I'm happy and I'm grateful. I mean, certainly we all have bad days. We all have things that happen all the time. But if you put that first and you focus on that, it begets that. That's the momentum. You know, and that's the only way you can rise out of the stuff that makes you feel hurt or badly or so. But we get caught up in our day to day. That's right. Typical. You know, that's normal and that's healthy. Right. But we try.
It is. And as human beings, we are going to be in an imperfect world, and we're never going to respond perfectly to anything. Like we said about authenticity, right? I mean, some people say, okay, I need to be nice to people because I need to get a job or I need to make these connections, but it doesn't come across as authentic. And what you're talking about is being authentic. And I think that's extremely powerful. I will also say, you know, Felissa, given that you continuously learn and grow, I'm wondering, what is something that you're working on? What is something that you'd like to improve about yourself?
Oh, gosh, a million things. What would I like to improve? I would like to I'd like to be a better actress. I always want to work on my craft. That's something. I would like to continue peeling away the layers so that I could be as honest as possible. I had a really hard time in the beginning of my career, probably like in my late 20s and 30s, because I always wanted to be authentic. And so I had a really hard time if I didn't agree with someone or something. I always said I'm the worst kiss ass. I could never kiss anybody's ass. Like, I find it's too fake. So I didn't do well in the business, because you're right, there are a lot of people who are really good at it. And I always said, I'm just not a good actress. I could never. So the only way I'm able to find myself in a position in the business with doing well with others is if it comes from a real place. So I'm always learning on trying to be, like you said, authentic is the best word we can use today. Being honest, like even now in talking to you, I'm trying to get to the most honest and real raw place with you. And just being always, it always comes down to my children. They're my number one priority. They're always the reason I'm motivated to do anything or inspired to do anything, or, you know, take a job because I, you know, want to make sure that I can take care of my family. Commerce is a very real thing in this world, you know, but I won't take a job unless it feels authentic to me. So it's always, that's the real place for me. It's about my kids and being authentic and making sure I'm doing right by the other person on the other side as well. Like even this interview, it took us time, but I truly believe it's because all things happen for a reason, like where we are right now. Like we manifested this together. We created this moment. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe working on trying to live profoundly with depth and meaning in this life. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
I remember asking myself from 7 years old, what is this? What is this physical time, space, reality?
Yeah, that's a pretty in-depth thing to think about as a 7 year old. You know,
I can remember sitting in bed looking at the ceiling thinking, what is Earth? What mm-hmm. is life? Hmm. What are we meant to do here? Why are we here? Who are we here?
Yeah. And what did you come up with as a 7 year old?
I didn't come up with anything. I just tried to, like I said, performing was my only, I really wanted to be musical theater Broadway star. There was always that connection for me with people. I wanted to be a psychologist or a psychiatrist, some kind of counseling, because I love people and I love meeting people and I love understanding what makes each individual tick and how our brain works so individually. But I didn't come up with anything other than I can perform, and that's my give and take with a people, with an audience.
Yeah, it's clear again that you do make those connections with people at the different cons you go to, day-to-day life, again, on set, all these things. And I think it's very apparent about your energy. And the drive to be more authentic, as you said, and peeling back the layers, you said that's something you want to work on that. And some would argue that you've already done an amazing job at that. But I'm wondering, what's your biggest struggle with that? What is your biggest struggle with continuing to peel back the layers?
That I think, again, it goes to like people pleasing, that I want people to see that it is real, that it's, this is how I am, you know, every day. I'm very, you know, we're all fallible. We're all imperfect. So I think I get frustrated in that. If I hear someone say like, you know, is it real? Is it? And you know, you can't ever prove that. I can only prove it to me. I can only from inside of me. Like I had a situation last weekend where I was going to Steel City Comic Con in Pittsburgh, and I went to the airport. My flight was at 6:50 a.m. I got to the airport at 5:30 a.m. And unfortunately, I bought my ticket through a third party. And I'm not really good with flights. Typically, they buy my flight, but sometimes you buy and you choose your own flights. And I did it. I just Googled. I got a flight. And they said that the women at Southwest said, you were scammed. You're not on this flight. What I found out later was the third party buys the tickets, but then if the airline wants to buy the seats, they buy them back and they never tell the customer. So with this, I was clearly devastated and flabbergasted standing at the help desk at Southwest, like, what do I do? And then they said, well, the next flight isn't available. You could standby. And I waited and waited. And unfortunately, what happened was it was the day after school got out here in LA. So mobs of people, families couldn't get on any flight until like late Saturday, early Sunday morning, like a red eye. I couldn't go to the convention. So that could devastate me, someone like me, because I'm letting people down. I'm letting the promoters down. I'm letting people down. And I cried and I sobbed on my Uber way home. Like, how does this happen? But the lesson in my philosophy is there's a reveal. There's a reason. And that night I snuggled with my son. And that was the reason. He needed me. There was something bigger playing out in this. Rather than me getting so devastated, it was the simplest thing that my child just wanted to be close to me. I mean, that's what I take from it. As much as I wanted to be at the convention and be with everyone, it just wasn't meant to be. And it hurt me because I never want to let anyone down. But so, just trying to figure out all the puzzle pieces and making sure that I give all of me authentically and I show the truth.
Yeah, that's an extremely powerful message and story there, by the way. And it really is about our choices and how we view the world. Actually, I'm sure you know Kelly Maroney. She was actually just on the show recently.
I love that woman. And she commented because I made a video apologizing. And Kelly said, listen, we all know how committed and dedicated you are. And because I said this, in all my years of conventions, this has never happened to me. I've never missed a flight. Sure. I've never missed a convention. I was shocked. And I said to her, because I'm a fan, she's my friend, but I love Kelly so much. And I screamed to my husband, Kelly commented in it. It just uplifted my spirits because I love her and her spirit and her soul.
That's clearly you're emotionally impacted by her, and it comes across her, and that's awesome to hear about her support. But I mentioned her because she was just on the show and she was talking about the choices we make, that we're presented with chaos and possible negative situations. And it's really about how do we make a choice on how we respond to that and react to that. And it sounds like similarly, you're looking at a situation which you're, as a human being, upset about, but then saying, okay, the bigger picture is this was meant to be spending time with my son. So I think, again, the lesson here is that everybody's a choice on how they respond to situations. And it sounds like the way you do it is very effective.
I tried. I mean, believe me, I spent the weekend a little shell-shocked.
Sure.
I was like, and I'm a person who does like to move and go. And like, I'm always, I don't know. I don't stop. I love keeping everything going. Even, when I'm home, it's like, let's get to the kids to the beach or the pool or the movies. Clearly quarantine wasn't good for me. But with that being said, yeah, I think the only way we can live is to find that peace. And again, in being a mom and having these three amazing human beings that I cherish, I just wanted it. It had to be as simple as I held them all weekend. I hugged my son because I just wanted, I wanted him to see. Again, I mean, I'm an example that I didn't just completely crumble, right. Internally I did, but externally I was strong. We'll get through this. I feel terribly, but let's move on. So,
yeah, again, that's a great lesson in there too, that as a human being, it's okay to be in touch with your emotions, and we're going to all have negative emotions. Some people struggle with being in a negative emotion and they try to push it away, which makes it even worse. So you're able to accept where you are, cry, which is okay, and then make a best of a situation. I think that says a lot. So my last question, because we're at about 30 minutes, is looking forward.
Oh, I went like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's perfect. It's a great answer as opposed to, oh my gosh, when's it going to be done? So I'm glad to hear that it went by quickly. Well, another question actually for you. Last question, I think, for now. Doesn't mean we can't talk at some other point and you can't come back, of course. Where do you see yourself, let's say, 5 years down the road?
In 5 years, I, you know, just see myself continuing to be a mom, raising these three babies that I have that will always be my babies. And I really, there's a couple of just kind of growing as an artist. I have a comic book coming out in the fall, which is exciting to me because it's just a new chapter in putting my creative energy in different forms of what I love and how I kind of want to express myself. I have my own TV show that I'll be jumping on a call right now that's very female centric. It's highlighting women in the genre. So I love to see that build and grow. And really career wise, I'd like to just have my own production company and churn out all the movies that I so dearly love, working with people I care about who I send me scripts and I want to produce them. And we're working towards that. I have a new movie that I'm producing with the people that I love, called The Event Surrounding a Peeping Tom. And we'll be shooting in August. So just making the movies I love, continuing conventions, because that's my person outlet, connecting and loving with everyone. I don't know where I'd be without it, because that's my family. Every weekend's a family reunion. And just continuing to work on myself in being, again, the most authentic and the most giving person I can be. I would love to start something for children or people in hardship. I started it in quarantine where I did Instagram Lives, and my kids asked me the other day, why don't you continue that? And if I made any profit off selling pictures, every week was a different charity. We did children careforchildren.org, children who didn't have who were displaced during quarantine, first responders. So it's important to always give back, and I want to continue that journey too.
Thank you. I mean, to say you're busy would be the biggest understatement of the year. I mean, you have a lot planned in the immediate future, but also moving forward. And it really speaks to your ability to, one, connect with people and get power from just connecting with people, but also just continuously improve. So I want to thank you for sharing that, Felissa. And I want to thank you for our discussion today. It was great to reconnect.
Thank you. I adore you. I love you. Your heart is so huge. And thank you.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. And thank you for making me blush. I appreciate that. So, but I want to say also thank you to the viewers and listeners for tuning in today to Brain Burrow. And on behalf of Felissa Rose, this is Mark D. Valenti. Have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you.
You just dug deep with Mark D. Do you want more? Follow Mark on Instagram @ValentiHorror and subscribe to the Brain Burrow podcast.